Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
We are back on Rutherford Issues, and today's program is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And, of course, we are right here upon Thanksgiving, and MTE is proud to serve this incredible community and thankful for you, a trusted member. May your Thanksgiving be full of blessings and joy. Happy Thanksgiving from Middle Tennessee Electric. Well, we're headed to talk with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. And, of course, James, after Thanksgiving comes Christmas, and let's say we've got tomorrow to enjoy, you know, the eating and everything that goes with Thanksgiving, and then the shopping starts maybe even late Thanksgiving night, right?
Right, right into Black Friday. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Same. And to everyone else out there. But let's get right into this. And today's topic is going to be the naughty list, BBB's 12 scams of the holidays. And so, you know, I'm tempted to start out with, on the first day of Christmas, my scammer gave to me.
Yeah.
Misleading social ads.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, there are so many of those that are out there. I mean, it's just like every time you open up social media.
Right. I mean, so this is number one on the list. So, I mean, you see them all the time, and, you know, what's really ironic is I'm really seeing them start to pop up more in places like Facebook and that kind of stuff where you go, this is definitely a scam. There's just no way, you know. So number one, misleading social media ads. As you scroll through your social media feed, you often see products advertised. Always research before you buy. BBB Scam Tracker can help you out on that. We have daily reports of people paying for items they never received, getting charged monthly for a free trial they never signed up for, or receiving items that are counterfeit, you know, much different than what they was advertised. So, you know, be very careful about those purchasings from anything online or social media. They are out to get you.
And, you know, that's when you see this is the best deal ever and, you know, save 80% and all those things that sound good, but be very wary.
Yeah. And if it's too good to be true,
it is.
Yeah, most likely it, you know, this is where they get you. Oh, the hottest toy gift, whatever of the year. And it's, you know, 50% less than I've seen it anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that one. Well, no, you won't. You'll just be out 50% of your money. So on the second day of Christmas, social media gift exchanges. Each holiday season, this scheme pops back up. The older version was called Secret Sister.
Mm.
Newer versions of the scam revolve around exchanging bottles of wine, bourbon. Another suggests purchasing $10 gifts online. Another twist asks you to submit your email to a list where participants can pick a name and send money to strangers and pay it forward. There's even a twist about Secret Santa dog, where you buy a $10 gift for your secret dog. All these versions, participants unwittingly share their personal information along with their family members, friends, and they're further tricked into buying and shipping gifts or money to unknown individuals. It's also an illegal pyramid scheme. Stick to buying your friends gifts from trustworthy businesses and check BBB.org before you buy anything. And, you know, this is a good time to plug in there. You know, if you can shop local, you know, our local businesses, you know, they want to help serve the community for long periods of time. And there's nothing like, you know, going out and making some relationships with these local businesses. And as we covered on our last topic, this is November is Thank a Business Month. So what better way to thank a business than to go out and do some of your holiday shopping locally, where, you know, we can keep, you know, some of that money here in our community.
So social media gift exchanges, we've talked about misleading social media contacts, and during the holidays, there are all kinds of apps in the App Store that seem to pop up on your phone.
Yeah, Apple's App Store and Google, you know, Google Play, they list dozens of holiday-themed apps where children can go get a video chat with Santa, light the menorah, watch Santa feed reindeer on a sleigh, or relay holiday wish lists. Review the privacy policies to see what information is being collected. Be wary of these free apps, as they can sometimes contain more advertising than apps that require a nominal fee. Free apps can also contain malware, so be sure to read the reviews as well. And so, the bottom line here is watch what your kids are doing and downloading apps, or what, I'm not just kids, watch what we're doing. You
Yeah.
know, adults are just as will fall for those even more. Number four, fake toll road collection texts.
I saw that one on the list and I thought, somebody's been looking at my phone.
So, I mean, I wouldn't think this is a holiday thing, but the other thing is that, people are driving long distances to f visit family, and they're going through different areas. And so what a good time for these fake toll roads to come up and says, oh yeah, we did just travel or whatever. This is a con. Scammers impersonate a state road tollway collection service and say you owe fees and provide a link to pay and make your payment. If you receive a text, don't click on the text. Instead, if you think you may owe to road tolls, verify your outstanding balance with the legitimate agency. Bottom line is that I've seen people give thousands of dollars on this. I mean, actually, firsthand, people have called me and told me they got hit by these. One guy for more than $5,000
Wow.
on a toll road scam. And it just so happened he had been in that state, but it was all a scam.
That's nuts. A couple of years ago, trip to Florida. They have toll roads there. I didn't go through one, but I started getting those toll things, and I don't know. They just throw that out there to every phone number, and some it sticks to, that you've done that. And then you get to thinking, and then you click on the link, and that's the end of the business there.
Right. Yeah. Number five, free gift cards. Nothing brings good cheer like the word free. Scammers have been known to take advantage of this weakness by sending bulk phishing emails requesting personal information to receive free gift cards. In some of these emails, scammers impersonate legitimate companies in the promise of gift cards to reward their customers. They may also use pop-up ads or send text messages with links saying you were randomly selected as the winner of a prize. If you have received an unsolicited email with gift card offers, don't open it. Instead, mark it as spam and junk and delete it. However, if you open the email, don't click on any of the links. Overall, the bottom line here is people just don't give stuff away for free. There's a cost involved.
Sure.
Anytime you see the word free somewhere, I don't care where it comes from, somebody has to pay for it. And in this case, it would be you.
That is so true. So, just be very wary of all of the things that we're talking about today. We've got James Price of the Better Business Bureau. It's the naughty list, the 12 scams of the holidays. What are we up to now here? I think we're up to number six, right?
Yep, number six, temporary holiday jobs. I mean, this comes down to employment scams, which consistently is tops BBB's annual as one of the riskiest scams for people, especially ages 18 to 34, in 2024. If you're looking for seasonal work this holiday season, keep an eye out for opportunities that maybe seem too good to be true. Retailers typically hire seasonal workers to help meet demands of holiday shoppers. Shippers and delivery services are top holiday employees because the increased online orders and they need to be delivered. Job seekers need to be wary of employment scams aimed at stealing money and personal information from job applicants. BBB has an entire separate article on this at BBB.org. It talks about holiday job scams and employment scams. You got to be very careful about this because, don't pay any money for a job. Don't give any personal information, and especially don't give any information to somebody you haven't actually met face to face. The biggest one I see on this is a guy who came to me a few years back and said, "Hey, I got this great job offer. I'd had the whole interview via text message." and wanted me to and wanted to ask me if he thought if I thought it was legit. So no.
No, I don't think it is. Wow.
Number seven, imposter scams. Imposter scams can take many forms, especially during the holiday season when you may be purchasing and returning gifts. When shopping online, be on the lookout for fake lookalike websites created by scammers to trick people into downloading malware, making dead-end purchases, and sharing private information. If you're reaching out to a business on social media for customer support, watch for the fake social media accounts pretending to be customer service representative for a business. When in doubt, go to the business's website, find their social media handles, and use information to the site to reach out. I can't impress upon the fact that even if a deal looks good, you should still not follow the link. You should go to that company's website. The one I saw last year was there was an ad for Lowe's, and they were offering these toolboxes for $100 that were 1,000 in the store. So instead of clicking on the link, I just walked into the store and I said, "Hey, I want this." And they went, "Yeah, that's not us." And I said, "I knew it wasn't. I was just, but if you had it, I was gonna buy it. But
Sure.
I'm only gonna buy it in the store. I'm not gonna buy it anywhere else." So, more reasons to shop local and be able to see people face to face,
That goes with that same vetting. We've got just a couple more minutes left here on the 12 scams of the holidays, if you will. Fake charities, these kind of go hand in hand with imposter scams too.
Yeah, and the biggest thing I'll just say here is just watch out for them. You can always go to BBB's arm, which is called give.org. And what it does is it's a website where BBB checks charities out. I wouldn't give anything online unless you actually absolutely checked them out first. But I can tell you there's a lot of local charities right here that you can go and donate money to and gifts and that kind of stuff without ever having to donate online. So, reach out to if you feel like giving that kind of thing, do it locally. And a lot of churches do it too. Fake shipping notifications. This one's just like all year round where they're fishing for information about text and package deliveries, trick people into paying shipping fees. Don't ever click on those. I mean, the bottom line here is if you ordered something and you want to track a package, you can always go back to originally where you ordered it from and do it that way. Another one big coming up, number 10, is advent calendars. We're seeing more and more of these. CNN has a list of over 20 calendars, and many are in hot demand from this past year. Advent calendars, ads on social media, not delivering as promised. Again, consumers should reach out before they buy. Look up the company on BBB.org. And again, I think you can find a lot of advent calendars at some of your local retailers here without having to go online, and have to buy from some company that you may not even be know about. Number 11, holiday wish list items, luxury price, luxury goods, jewelry, designer clothing, electronics are almost always cheap counterfeits and knockoffs. The same applies to popular toys. This year, the Tozzy Magnet Cube, Klutz Lego Gravity Drop Activity Kit, Easy Bake Ultimate Electric Oven Toy, and the Miss Rachel Emotions Learning Doll stuffed animals are some of the biggest items in demand. Be very cautious when considering purchasing these toys from resellers on Facebook Marketplace and other platforms. Just be highly, highly careful. And the last one, number 12. Puppy scams. Who doesn't like getting a puppy for Christmas? But many families are considering adding, a new pet to their household. However, be on the lookout for scams. Many would-be pet owners turn to the internet to find their future cat or dog, but experts say it's a shocking 80% of sponsored pet advertisements may be fake. 80%.
Wow.
Be sure to see the pet in person before making the purchase. And be very, very careful about what you do on that. So those are the 12 scams of Christmas without me singing through all of
Thank you for that too, by the way.
them.
But But some very handy information as we go, you know, head first into the holiday shopping season day after tomorrow. And as we wrap up, James, just want to make sure we wish you and the entire Price family a very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you here in the not too distant future.
Thanks, Brian. Have an awesome day.
You too. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us today on Rutherford Issues.